his damatone has to be written on the parchment, the paper, that is owned by the Nesi. Suppose the Nesi will take a piece of paper that belongs, a parchment that belongs to the Mikabel Matone, and he will not ask the Mikabel Matone to be magnet him, without getting aknoye in the piece of paper from the Mikabel Matone. He'll just write the Shtar Matone, so it will not affect the transfer of title, because the Aloha of Sefer Amak. So it's not only Aloha in Get, it's Aloha in every Shtakim. So the Gemara, the Chof of Beis, the eighth line from the end of the line. Boy Rome Bachon, Hoyum Mozak, Hoyum Mozok, Mitav Meshim Shalom, we get Kosovo Leo. Now, a get does not have to be written dafke on parchment. It can be written on parchment, it can be written on paper. It can be written on a paper tablet, I mean on a metal tablet too. It can be written, inscribed, engraved on a golden tablet. It doesn't make any difference how it's written or engraved. So Rome Bachome says, let's say it is well known that a certain tablet belonged to the Isha, and then the Isha produces that tablet, and the tablet is engraved, is written, a whole get, and the Edim are signed on it, and that get states, in effect, that the Baal divorces his wife. So if the tablet had belonged originally to the husband, so then it would be a good get. But the problem arises on account of the fact that it was established for a long time that this tablet, this plate or something, belonged to the Isha. So if the Baal wrote the get on a plate, on a tablet that belonged to the Isha without getting title in himself in the tablet, so then it's not Sefer HaMakneh, so he couldn't divorce her with this tablet. So variyitum terasyoni ma mi amdinu naknu yakni selei oidilmo lo yodelaknu. Do we say that even though it has been established that this tablet belonged to the Isha, but since the Baal gave it to her, so there is a presumption that the Isha transferred title in the tablet to the Baal, and then the Baal wrote the get on the tablet, and then he gave it to her. So there is nothing wrong, so she is migrashes. We cannot presume that the Isha knows that the get has to be written on Sefer HaMakneh and the Sefer of the Baal. So maybe the Isha didn't even know. So Mele, and she just let him write the get on her tablet without transferring title in the tablet to the Baal. So maybe the get is no get. Omar Abai, Toshma, that's a Mishnah Edis. Afu, Rabbi Yudah ben Bovi, Heid al Kvar Kotin Shehoyo Mitzad Yerushalayim. There was a certain village near Yerushalayim. Vohoyo Mizok Neacho, there was an elderly gentleman. Vohoyo Malvel Chol Neakvar, and he was a rich man, and he used to lend money to all the residents of the village. So he did everything. He lent the money to all the residents of the village, and he wrote, and whenever he lent money to a resident of a village, he wrote the shtar. Now, who has to give the request, execute the shtar? The lady. So in other words, but who owned everything? He was the rich man in the kvar. So this zokin, he owned the parchment also. So that was written on the parchment of the Malve. So it's not Sefer HaMakneh. You will pour ice on the Chachomim and Yoshe Ruo. Va'amai Robin on Sefer HaMakneh. Be like, El Olav, Mishu Damu Naknu Yemakneh Lu. Because since there is a Aloche of Sefer HaMakneh, so we presume that every Levi knew of this Aloche, and he made sure that the Zokin, the elderly gentleman who owned all the parchment, so that he should transfer title in a piece of parchment to a certain Levi, and then the Levi wrote on it. So here too he can presume that even though this tablet belonged to the Isha, that the Baal obtained title in the parchment, and then he gave it to her. So, El Avishna, we're not clear, Machmoud. Maybe the Zoch and the elderly gentleman, he was a London, but the Nisho doesn't know this. So he cannot presume that the Nisho is marking the tablet to the Baal. So Teisa says, Sikashe, Vim Teima, Mayi Shtori Al Boyeli Get, the Eniel Rai, Vafiru Bimilva Al Peo Yogay Vim Vishavde, Iloi Mishim Neiva Kol, Kedavuna Becheskes Abadim, Vimam Diyazim Vitina Yazim, Umecha Sheyesh Lekol Avuna Amechas Adeo Beinim, Hevim Mechosim Shabodim. So here the kasha, what kind of a rai is it? By when is there a requirement of say for a makne by shtore kinyan? But shtore rai, does it make a difference whether it was written on the paper of the leve or on the paper of the malve? The purpose of shtarai is to serve as rai. So how does the rai operate? The rai operates because when they sign a shtar, they don't surrender the shtar. They don't turn over the shtar to the malveh. They would be dishonest people if they would sign the shtar and immediately turn over the shtar to the malveh. So when they sign the shtar, to whom do they turn over the shtar? To the malveh. Now the malveh produces the shtar. How did it come to the hands of the malveh? The Edim certainly did not turn over the shtar to the malveh. So the Edim, after they finished signing the shtar, they turned it over to the Levi. Now, how the Malveh has possession of the shtar. So obviously, the Levi turned it over to the Malveh. Why did the Levi turn it over to the Malveh? Because the Malveh lent the money. So Mimele, the Levi, handed over the shtar as a raya on the Talvoy. So what difference does it make whether the parchment belongs to the Levi or the parchment belongs to the Malveh? And if the parchment belongs to the Malveh, so the raya doesn't have to wait. So the aloha of Sefer HaMakne applies only to Shtar Kinyan. So that's the aloha, that it has to be written on the parchment that belongs to the one who executes the Shtar. The Nitzin, the Baal, not if it belongs to the Yishon. But Shtar Alvoye, so all, in order to be given from the Chosim Mishibodim, all that is necessary is that it should be Ishtaraye. So even without Sivra Makne, it can serve as Ishtaraye. So what's the Raya of this Gemara? Vinir Liforesh, Vinir Ligmore, the Bistome Kim Shoye Malve, Chol Neo Yir, Gam Heim Hoyo Isim Liteivo, Vinesin Lig Matono, Imech Munisodeis, since he was such a good-natured man, this elderly gentleman, and he used to lend money to everybody, so they certainly reciprocated to him, and they used to give him matones, car coins with matone, and the shtar matone was also written on the parchment. And who owned all the parchment? So this elderly gentleman. So how was it? And there it has to be Sivra Makne, shtar matone, shtar kinyan. So the raya is not from shtar alvoye, the raya is from shtar matone. This is what Teisus says, that is a sreed israelic. And he says that the raya is from shtar alvoye. So then, how could there be a raya from shtar alvoye? But shtar alvoye, in order to be given from chosim shibodim, all it has to be is shtar raya. And it can be shtar raya even if it's not written on Sefer HaMakne. So it seems that there is a machleket between Teisus and Teisus Reed. Now, since mid raya say milva al pe is given from chosim shibodim, so mid raya say it goes without saying that it's the milveh, the indebtedness, the fact that the levy owes the malveh money, that levies the shibud on the chosim. But the chachomim are misaken that the milveh al peh cannot be given. So according to Teisves, the chachomim were only mafkia that the milveh that is not backed up by the raya of shtores cannot impose a shibud. But the milveh bishtar, if the milveh is a milveh bishtar, if the milveh is backed up, corroborated by the raya of shtores, then the milveh imposes the shibud. And that is a three dogs. No, since the chachomim were misake that the milveh al peh cannot be given chosim shibudim, so then the chachomim in effect were mafkia the shibud by the milveh. So, but chachomim said, in order that there should be a shibud, then the shtar has to impose the shibud. So in other words, just the shtar can transvertible in kakoes, so star can impose the shibuden kakoes. So in order to impose the shibuden kakoes, it must be starkinye. That's the machlekes between the teisves, daf chofin gitten, and teisves rin. According to teisves, so in order to be given from chosim shibodim, it doesn't have to be starkinye. It only has to be starai. Because the milve, once the milve is backed up by the Rai of Shtores, is proven by the Rai of Shtar, so then the milve imposes the shibud. So, and according to the Tzvesri, it has to be Shtakinyan. So Memele, those Rishayim who say, that within the Nisir, a Shtar Voye cannot be given from Chosim Shibodim, because they hold that in order to be given from Chosim Shibodim, then it has to be a milve b'shtar. What it means, milve b'shtar? The milve has to impose the shibud, and the milve has to be backed up and corroborated by the Rai of Shtores. So the shtar has to be a Rai, a shtaraye, not just the shtar kinyan. If the Arun Yechsime, so then the Rai is inside, is inherent in the shtar. It's intrinsic in the shtar. But if it has no Yechsime, it just has a Yechsime, and it just has a Yechsime, it has no Yechsime. He just says in the Misire. So if the Misire will go away to begin as a Yah, so then no Rai. Now, so then there is no intrinsic Rai in the Shtar. So remember, the Shtar is only Shtar Kinyan. It's not Shtar Rai. So it cannot be given from the Chosim Shimon. So it cannot give you Chosim Shimon. That's their Shim. Alright. Now, we have a Hanamu Pirish. That he get Chosim Kriyahid Amgar. You see, so the Rashbam still says, you see, from the Gemara in Amgarish, Teisves mentioned the Raya that a Milve, a Shtar Raya, a Shtar Milve, a Shtar Alvoy, that has a Yisire, can be unknowing, can be given from the Chosim Shibon. But from the Gemara in Golobasre, if we are Geres, Shano also, the Mishat Ksubo Shemit Nafshei, so then the Gemara in effect tells us that only get with the Yisira can be gave from the Chosim Shibodim. Isha can be gave from the Chosim Shibodim next to me. But any other Shtar Voye without the Yisira, with the Yisira, cannot be gave. Cannot be gave. So, according to the Rashbam, the Mishat Ksim Shibin Nafshin, there is no Yisira between the two Gemara. But if we are gave, Mishat Ksim Shibin Nafshin, so then there is an apparent Yisira between the Gemara that the Bobby Hidden, which says, who be sure story slowly, but I don't give a Chosim Shibodim, and the Gemara that says, Shalim Bolopat, for that fire go, Shalim Hosum Shas Ksume Shibit Nafshe, but is that a boy with a Yisire, without the Yisire, cannot be a Chosim Shibodim. So there is a Yisire. So the Rabbanam is Yisire, the Yigre Poshu, Tlik Ayid Amgare, so the Rach says, Eino Chaname, there is a Yisire, there is a Machlekes HaSugyes, the Gemara in Bolopatra holds that the Shtar Al-Goye with the Yisire cannot be given from Chosim Shibodim. The Gemara in Gittin that the Gemara holds that the Shtar Al-Goye with the Yisire can be given from Chosim Shibodim. Now, how do we pass through like the Gemara in Bolopatra that it cannot be given from the Chosim Shibodim with the Yisire? Or like the Gemara in Gittin that it can be given? So, U'posak Rav Nechanane Yo, She Yesh Lismei Chayidi Get Poshim, V'loi Magvina Bei Yisire, Elo Mednecha. So the Rav Nechanane passes like the Sugi Bo Basre, that the Shtar Alvoye, that the Yisire Lo Yerchime, cannot be given. In other words, why not? Because in order to be given, it has to be Yishtarayim. And if it has in Yisire Lo Yerchime, there is no intrinsic Chayim Yishtar. So the male is not considered an Ishtarai. We hold the point of Stomi Dishad the Pirti, Kamishtar Pasoy, the Master, Babisad in Israel, the Ochen Mishab the Nam Ritve. So that word is Ishtar that was written in Persian, but the fact that it was written in Persian has no significance whatsoever. Ishtar does not have to be written in Washington, but it means a Persian star is written in Persian, and the signatories, the Yasime Agoyim, are Persians, Persian Goyim. But the Misira are Yisroel. The Misira are Yisroel. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara has the Kashi, so why is it given only from Bnechare? Why is it given only from Bnechare? Yoche Mishab Dinam Ligve, Loikosha Mipsak Habnechanane.
So, the mind of Yechzimu al-Isadi is becoming the gates to the pillars of the Kuntres. And Mishimoches al-Gedaito, the government of Mishate, giving the master of Abbasadi Yisroel, Chshiva Hanach al-Gedaitis ke-Achoyis, because there is a special halohe that the Ashtok Yisroel is ba-Achoyis al-Akom, even though there's Chitzim Magoyim, so still it's kosher. So it's a special takone, and it can be given from Chosim Shimonim too. Not all the Shemim agree with that, but some of the Shemim say it. So we don't wash our kuntras mechiyach lekamon. We go and we shab the elevators. All right, now. So Tesis mentions here two shibis as to whether ishtar al goy that has any misir and does not have any chsime, whether it can be given from chosim shibodi or it cannot be given from chosim shibodi. Now, so Tesis, according to the Rav, there is a machlekes asugis between the sugi in Rovas and the sugi in Gittin. According to the sugi in Gittin, it can be given from chosim shibodi and any misir. In other words, that it's come that it doesn't have to be shtaraye, just with the shtar king and if he gave it. And according to the sugye in Bava Basra, so it cannot be given from Chosim Shibodim, according to the Girse of Mishas Ksuba Shibet Namshi. It cannot be given. Why? Because there is no intrinsic raye in the shtar in order to be given from the Chosim Shibodim. There has to be an intrinsic raya in the shtar itself. That's only true if they are interesting. Now, let's see the Rajbam. From the Rajbam in Bava Basra, the case that we mentioned there. From the Rajbam in Bava Basra, it's mashma, not mashma, he says it explicitly. Now, we normally interpret this Gemara, this Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, אף על פי שאינו עובדים, אלא שנוסנו בפני עדים, כושר וגיבים חוסם שבודים. According to the Roshni Rashi, that giving chosim shibodim has reference to ishtar al goyim. So what does it mean, giving chosim shibodim? Even though it has no idich sime, but it just said it in Misire, and it's not written by Ksav Yodim. It's written by Ksav Seif. That's how we explain it, we understand this Mishnah. But the Rashbam of Basra understands this Mishnah, that this Mishnah has reference, Rabbi Lezer has reference to a case where the Shtar al Goye was written in the handwriting of the Leim. And in addition, it had it in Misirah. So then, if it was written by Ksav Yod, but in addition to the fact that the Shtar al Goye was written in the handwriting of the Leim, it had it in Misirah too. So then Rabbi Lezer says, it's given Chosim Shibodim. But suppose it was written by the handwriting of the Sefer, and it was Nimsar in the presence of any Misireh, then Rabbi Lezer wouldn't say that it's given from Chosim Shibodim. The Rashbam says it explicitly. Oh, we gave him Chosim Shibodim. The Rashbam, when he explains this Mishnah, we gave him Chosim Shibodim. Kileima, v'im shtar milvehu, eisei ashtar, ha-kosu b'chsav yodei. ואם בעדים, אלו שמוסרי בפני עדים, גיבים חוסם שבודים. סובקלימה, ואם שטר מלווהו, איזה השטר, הכוסו בכסב יודה, ואם בעדים, אלו שמוסרי בפני עדים, איזה השטר, הכוסו בכסב יודה, ואם בעדים, אלו שמוסרי בפני עדים. So there are two prerequisites in order to be given from חוסם שבודים. Number one, it has to be written in the handwriting of the Leive, not in the handwriting of a Sefer. And number two, that it has to be Nimsar b'fnei Misirah. Now what's the tzil? What's the combination between Ksav Yodei and the Misirah? So if it is written in the handwriting of the Leive, and no Idach Sime, no Idach Misirah, then it's not given from Chosim Shibodim. If it is Nimsar b'fnei Misirah, but in the handwriting of the Sefer, it's not given from Chosim Shibodim. But if it has both elements, in other words, it was written the handwriting of the Levi, and then it was Nimsar in the presence of a Nimsireh, then it is given Chosim Shibodim. Now, the question is whether a Nimsireh is enough to enable the Malveh to be given Chosim Shibodim. So what difference does it make whether the Nimsireh are coupled with Ksav Yodei of the Levi or not? Now, not only the Rashbam's sheet is like that, the Rashbam is explicitly like that. The Rambam is also much more like that. The Rambam.
The Rambam in Pirkei Yudalev. Miyuches Malvim Levi. Aluch Hebrei said as follows. Levi shekosav shtar nechsav yode. Vihayit beyedi. Vinosne mi malve. Harei ze shtar kosher. Vihayim kosav shtar. So what do you mean Vihayim kosav shtar? Also nechsav yode. Aval ki shei beyedi. Vinosne mi malve bifneyedi. Harei ze milve bishtar. Alright, because if it's Yochel Yizayim, so then there is no right. So maybe Ziyuf was made. So in other words, so it's the Rashbam Shite, and the Teisa Shite is not like that. And Rashi Shite is not like that either. Because Rashi doesn't say that according to the second Loshon, Lishnachine gave him Chosim Shibodim. So Rashi doesn't say, Im Nichtav Bichsav Yad HaLevi. And as long as it was Nimsab Nedim Isire. But the Rashbam Shite is explicitly like that, and from the Rambam is also Mashma. In the Rambam is not explicitly mentioned. But in the Rashbam it's explicitly mentioned. So we have to understand what's the significance of this combination of Shtar, of Savyode and the Misire. So it seems that the Shite of the Rashbam. Now, we raise the question as to whether the Gviya from Chosim Shibodi, so Milva Alpe is not Gebe, Milva Bishtar is Gebe. Is that based upon Shtar Kinyan or is that based upon Shtar Rai? So we saw that according to Teisa that Chopin Gibbon is based on Shtar Rai, not on Shtar Kinyan. It's not the Shtar that has to levy the Shibut and the Chosim, it's the Milva. But the Milva has to be proven by the Rai of Shtars. So it only has to be Ishtar. So that's the Shita. And the Shita is the Ishtar Kinyan. The Shita of the Rashbam and the Rambam is that it has to be both. In other words, first of all, in other words, two midraise milve alpeis gim chosm shibodi. But the Chachomim felt that there was a need to be mafkia that shibut. So the male of Zakonis Chachomim was that the milve itself, the indebtedness itself, cannot levy shibut upon the nechosim. But only the shtar has to levy shibut. So in other words, so it has to become shtar kinyan. Just as shtar is capable of transferring title in kakois, so shtar is capable of imposing a shibut on kakois. What is a shibut? A shibut is also partial title. What does shibut mean? What does shibut mean? Elian. What does elian mean? Elian means a right by the creditor to take away a piece of character in order to collect a debt. So that means he has certain rights. It's like a partial title. It's not a kinyan, it's a shibut. So in other words, so the Takonis Chachomim was that in order to impose a shibut on kakois, the shtar must impose the shibut. So in other words, the shtar is the shtar kinyan, just as the shtar affects kerushin. Just as the shtar affects gdushin, just as the shtar affects the transfer of title in kakois from the nesim to the mikabel, so the shtar imposes the shibut on the nechosim. So it has to be shtar kinyan. And then the chachamim were also misakin, since they were interested in protecting the likuches. So in other words, that there should be a call. Now, what produces a call? What produces notoriety? I mean, makes it mufursem that there is, that this sode has a shibut, ishtar. So in order to produce a call, there has to be a ray of shtores. So the mele that Takonis Chachomim was, in order that the malve should be able to be given from Chosim Shibodim, so it must be ishtar kinyan, and it must be also ishtarai. It must be ishtar kinyan, because in view of the fact that the Chachomim were mafkia, the shibut, that the milve itself, the alvoy itself imposes. Because if the milve itself, the midrash said that the alvoy itself imposes the shibut. So the Chachomim were mafkia, the shibut, that the alvoy imposes. So the mele, the shibut has to be imposed by the shtar. So the mele is the shtar kinyan. And then, in order that there should be a call, so the Chachomim were misakein that in order that the Malva should be able to be given from the Chosim Shibodim, so it has to be Ishtarai. Now, Edim Sire can make it into Ishtar Kinyan. Because that's according to Rav Leizer, the Misira can say. So it makes it, it endows, the Misira endow the star with the kinyan potential to affect kinyoni. But Eder Sime, they affected into a Ishtaraye. But since it was not an Eder Sime, so it becomes Ishtaraye through the Xavier. Once it is Ishtaraye, it becomes a Hefse of Ishtaraye through the Nimsire, but the element of intrinsic Raye. Intrinsic Raye is lacking, so if it was written, Bixabiodi of the Leve, so then there is an intrinsic Raye. But just Xavyode by itself cannot be given on Chosim Shibodim, because the Xavyode can only supply the element of Raye, but not the element of Kiyan. In order to be a Shtar Kiyan, it must have Edim. Without Edim, it does not become a Hefze of Shtar. It does not become a Hefze of Shtar. So in other words, it has to have Edim Sire and Xavyode. It has to have Edim Sire in order to be Shtar Kiyan, and it has to have Ksav Yodei in order to be Ishtaray. That's the Shite of the Rashbam. That's the Shite of the Rashbam and the Rambam. Now this Gemara, when the Gemara says, the Gemara has a kasha, Ira Belezer, Ksive Boyech Simeloi Boy. So then the Gemara, one tenet of the Gemara is, that Leilom Reb Lezer, V'chiloi boi Reb Lezer, Chsim Eichad Lekeim Klal, Eichad Geidi boi, Dom Ravabe Meid Reb Lezer, V'mzuyif Miteich Eishu Posol. Now let's turn. So according to Teisves, it's only a Drabon. And why is it possible in Drabonon, even according to Reb Lezer, if the Chsim is signed it shall in Shmo, because of his special Zere, Ikel Mikzah Chsim Eotu Chsim. That's Teisves. Let's turn to the Rashbam. There is a long Rashbam.
Boy say me, lehei lom reb lezer. V'chi me boy reb lezer, chsimu ishmo yichad lagedim klal. Aber lechad geidim boy, yom arope, meid reb lezer, b'mzui yftika shiu posho. Kosho, b'li shaykh lenei na mizui yviteiche, yal mishachetz b'bi psu eidis. Ki vitinoshi, shechsum b'inoche, ki vizalikam, oi psu eiko, ka imatante da v'chsim alai frigise, v'saredren. Aber kan, shei lom kshirin. אלו שלא יחוסמו לשמוע, ואפילו אם לא צריכו לשמוע, מה יפסול כי כאילו די נחסים על הקהל זה, זה סטייס את קש. So, תייס את זה קש. תאי מלבין, מה העניין שלא יהיו לשמוע למזויר מתיכם? שיחסו עם בית חיים עם הפסול, די הוסה מדין מפסול, ושמדיל נוסה למיס נחלה איזה, להשיע או לצימו מן על פיהם, אף על פי שעדו רמז, אם לעסק סבא בידס כושר, כי דו מפיר כבו אחי, נינחה גם איני, אם זיכו לחוס את בקסובה ומיסדה, ורחמון אומן פיר ובקסובו, נדגמור אסתי קשה, דחחומים או מסקר זמן בגיל. Why would the Chachomim misakin zman begit nekoni Rabbi Yechonen? Because Shem Yichab Abba Zachese. If he get, it does not have, it does not, would not be, if it hadn't been required that he get should have his man, so let's say sometimes the husband divorces, the husband divorces his wife, let's say on the first of this, and then 2 Eidim come, and then 2 Eidim come to Bezdin, come to Sanhedrin, and they testify that this woman committed adultery in order, in Shvat. So now that there is a requirement of his man, so when Bezdin takes a look at his man, at the date of the get, and Bezdin sees that this man of the get was Nissen, so that means prior to Nissen, other in Shvat, she was still in Sheshish, she was higher as Nissen. But if there wouldn't be any Zman, so then he could be mechape, he could be mechape or basachem, he could say The get was given to her in Eves. There is no Zman. She'll produce a get. So because of that, the Chachomim won't suck. So then the more as the Kashim Vomes, why won't the Chachomim be sucking Zman in the Shtar Kushim? Also because of Shemo Yechab. So if there is no Zman, so she could commit adultery after she is in Kodeshes, and then she and he would say that the snus was committed before she became Kodeshes. So the Gemara says there is no way of making sure that the Zman should remain intact, because with whom would the Shtar Kushim be left? If it would be left with her, so Mimele, she has an interest in concealing the Shtar. She'll not produce the Shtar. And then, if it will be left with him, that he'll be mechape and his wife, so he'll also conceal, he'll suppress the Shtar. So the Gemara says, no, let the Chachomim be misake, that every Shtar Kedushin should have this man, and let the Chachomim be misake, that the Shtar Kedushin should be kept in the possession. First, of course, it has to be handed over to the Isha. But the moment it is handed over to the Isha, then it should be surrendered to the Eidim. And the Eidim will have possession of the Shtar Kedushin. And the Eidim have no motive in protecting the woman. So just as today the practice is that once the Baal hands over the get to the Isha, so then the Isha turns over the get to the Bezdin, and the Bezdin gives her a ptur. So why more? That's not in Takonis Chazal. So that was instituted a few hundred years ago. So the Gemara's kasha is, why won't the Chachomim Misake Zman Mishtar Kedushin? And then you ask, but who will assure us that they will always be able to produce the Shtar Kedushin in order to see the date of the Shtar Kedushin? So let the Chachomim Institute establish the practice that once the Baal hands over the Shtar Kedushin to the Isha, then it should be surrendered to the Eidim, and the Eidim will keep the Shtar. So the Gemara says, no, Neichek of Eidim, that's not a good Eidim. Zidin Yechoze Biksove, Umisele, Virachmona Omam Gimel Biksove. Because the Eidim are not expected, they're not expected to have a photographic memory. So even though they were Eidim, and they were Eidim and they saw that the Kedushin took place, Alev Benissim. But they might forget. So then the Besdin will ask them, when did the Kedushin take place? So then they won't remember. They'll look into the Shtar. They'll see that the Shtar has the date of Alev Benissim. They'll say the Kedushin took place, Alev Benissim. But that Agoda is not a Agoda Kshelo. Because Mipiyam will pick up. The kasha is, why? Because the Gemara say Mipiyam will pick up. Let the Gemara say Eidim. No, why? That's a kasha. So because of that, the Chachomim will not be sacking Zman Midin. Now the question arises, suppose if the Chachomim would be misaking, that once the Shtar Kedushin is handed over from the Baal to the Isha, then it should be turned over into the hands of the Eidim. And then the question would arise, when did the Kedushin take place? Let's say in case the Isha does commit adultery, and the Shaila is, did she commit adultery before she became Kodeshes, or after she became Kodeshes? So we would have to know when the Kedushin take place. So the Eidim would be asked, and the Eidim wouldn't remember out of their own memory when the Kedushin took place, and they would look at the Shtar, and then they would testify. So the Agode would be Shavuot Kedim, because it would be in Piksovom or in Peit, but it would be Emes, because since the Eidim, the testimony of the Eidim would be based upon the evidence of the Shtar, so it's Emes, it's not Sheker. Still, the Gemara says that that would be a Mirshu. So what we see from this Gemara, that there is a Loche Bezdin cannot act on the basis of a Haggadah that is possible, even though the Haggadah is empty. Because Al Pishnai Melim Yom Tovo. So even if Meshe Be'arein come and testify eternally emes, but since it's not a valid Hagodah Seiri, they are Kheiri, so the male Bezdin cannot act on the basis of a Hagodah that is not Kshero, that is not valid. So even though when Bezdin will act on the basis of the Hagodah of the Eidim, who looked up the Shtar Dushin, they will act upon a testimony that is true, not upon a testimony that is false. But since there is a locha from Piyam and Piksovo, Morin, Piyed, that such a Hagodah is possible, so the male is Cholei Kedim. So that's why Rabbi says that if the Yechsim, that if the Yechsim, of Kreb, Haim, Atantin, the Yechsim, the Yechsim, Ishtar Matoni was signed by two brothers. So the apostle, and then it was Nimsa with Neidi Misire. It was Nimsa with Neidi Misire. So even if the Misire come and testify to Bezin, and they say that Ishtar Matoni was Nimsa from the Nesin to the Bifneir, from the Nesin to the Mikabel, so it's possible, Midrabonon, because if we would allow it, with the Misire, so sometimes the Mikabu Matone would produce the Shtar Matone in Bezdin without producing the Misire. And then Bezdin would recover the Sode for the Mikabe. And even though it would be MS, but since the Misire didn't testify in Bezdin, and Bezdin would be acting on the basis of the testimony of two brothers-in-law, even though it's Emes, so it's still Shleikedim. So that's why the Chachomim passed a Shtar Matoneh that has a Yechsime craving, even if the Kal Matoneh produces the Misira in Bezdin, in order to prevent that Bezdin should recover the Sodeh of the Matoneh without the Kal Matoneh producing the Misira in Bezdin. Even though it would still be MS, but in last case, Mashiach came in the case where the Yechsim action, but it shall be more. So as far as the Raya is concerned, so even if it shall be more, it's a good Shtaraya. This is what Teisa says. So Memele, why is it possible with Rabbanon when the Yechsim is Lishmo and there is a Yechsim, but the Yechsim is action, but it shall be more. But what kind of a miracle could there be? So suppose the Ishol, the Mirshul would be if the Ishol produced the get in Bezdin without producing the Misire, and then Bezdin will act on the basis of the Yechsime. But the Yechsime is Kshelim, so it's a good Shtaraya, so it's a valid Raya. So Memele, there couldn't be any Mirshul. That's the basis Kash. So Tehle gives the Teret, the Yishulim are the Homo, Kimikul, and Mikzach, Simot, Yechsime. Now that's the thesis. So now the Rashbam says, the Rashbo says, Kosher, do we shy up the main of Mizuyah Mitechei? Mizuyah Mitechei, Elo Bishachis Bitsuahidis, Tigitinoshi, Shechsum Minochi, Gidisalikam, or Ipsulikube, Kalimatam, the devil simulator, Gisabisaled. Our country, you say, you know, Shlefos Mulishmo, Afeinu Trichonishmo, Mind Sumike, Kimdi Simulikarse. That's Tesis Kash. Then he mentions in the name of Tesis a certain terret that our Tesis doesn't mention. I mean, many times I find it. ותיר זה בתי סבס, דרחיבן, דו הנחתם לשמוע, חיישים עומדים מחוס מהם יוכל, ורקח קוץ בו וזגן. וכושב אם כן, המשור שלו יסור לסנו לשמוע, לא צריך לחשור שזו. ונשאר להם עניין ביקושי. So currently, obviously, the Rashbo did not have our tasteless. The Rashbo did not have our tasteless, because he says, ונשאר להם ביקושי, because our tasteless gives it to us. That here it's a special seire of God's Ruchsime or Toksime. So the Rashbo did not have our tastes. So the Meile says, Vinire. So the Rashbo gives it teretz. Now this teretz is based upon, now there is a machlekes between the Rif and the Rambam. According to Rav Lezer, the Nimisire Karsi, suppose there is a Nimisire, and there is no Nimisire. So according to the Rif, if there is a Yechsime, without any Misira, the get is a good get. According to Teisves, Dav Dalet, Dav Yud, by get certainly it's not good. And by Shtar Matoneh, there are two shades. So, but by get, beyond any question, a Yechsime without any Misira, so it's not a good get. So the Rashbo, this first question in the Rashbo, which the Rashbo finally rejects. So it goes accords with the Shita of Tesves, Dabdalet, and Dabyud, that according to Rav Lezer in Misirekar say, so the get is not a valid get unless it has it in Misire. But if he says it in Chsine, and no it in Misire, so the get is not a valid get. Not like the Shita of Eve, that a Chsine without a Misire also affects a good get. So he says, V'nira di Mishum Roche Kolim, Mishum Teichei. Now, according to Tesves, on Shita Dabdalet, so Mishum Teichei were the get. Was written, the Ksive was written in Shmo. The Ksive was written in Shaloi Shmo. And then it was Nimsam, it lived in Sireh, so it's possible, so it's only possible in Ramon. According to the first Loshin in the Rashbo, so I'll leave the taste of Shiti, that according to Rabbezer, without it in Sireh, the get is not a good get, so even if it has it in Sireh. But if the Yechsime is written Shalom Yishmo, then the get is possible in the rice. Now the question is, why should it be possible in the rice? If it has a Yechsime, then the get becomes a valid get through the Yechsime. But it has a Yechsime that is Shalom Yishmo. So why should it be possible in the rice? So he says, we live at Mishmo HaKolam Yisrael B'teichei, Mishmo B'dei Yechsime Yishmo Boye, Uchzimosim Shalaiti Mechol Yechsime Zageti, the poem she came in Misire, we get the Miskai Mechaisbol, the Kosher Afro Rebezer, the main Rav Gilan Kibish Miskai Mechaisbol, Rav Mizu Yevu, who we bada get in Misal of the Shnaim, who we bin Asa Mishmo, who we told, she be short to go to get, we him in the Ksim Mashu, we get Kosher, we bada in the Hot Sivis Agete, we you got in the Ksim Alei, in the Ksim Mishmo, Mizu Yevu, we take it all. Now, this goes according to Teisa Shite, you must keep in mind that according to Rebezer, we must have in Misire. And if the star does not have any Misire, Joseph Yersime, so it's not a good star kinyan. But suppose the Misire went away in Binezagam, and the Ishe produces the get in Bezin, that has in Yersime. Will Bezin give her a heifer to get married? Yes. How do we know that the war in Misire, maybe there was no in Misire? There is just a rumor circulating that the war in Misire, but we cannot rely on rumor. So how can Bezdin give her a psak din that she can get married? The answer is, even according to Rebbezer in Misirekar say, so without any Misire, with the Yechsime alone, it doesn't become Ishtarayin. But Ishtarayin, it certainly becomes Ishtarayin. On the contrary, with the Misire, it does not become intrinsic Ishtarayin. Because in Misire, so the Raya is extrinsic. But if it has a Yechsime, so then the Raya is inherent, it's intrinsic. So if Rebbezer is made it, that as far as the Raya aspect is concerned, so the Yechsime make it into a Ishtarayin. So Memele, if the Ishe produces a get that has a Yechsime, then we say, we stomach it in Asa. So that means that even according to Rav Lezer, Yechsime is something. It's not that Yechsime is nothing at all. Yechsime affects the Ishtar as Ishtarayin. Misire validates the Ishtar as Ishtarayin. And Yechsime validates the star as a starayim. So Memele, so he explains, the Gemara states, may the Rebbezer be Mzuyev to take a, even though according to Rebbezer, so it's in Misire Karsi. So even if it has no Yechsime, so the get is kosher legambe, but if it has Yechsime, and the Yechsime is signed Shalom Yishmo, so then it's possible to rise, even though it has in Misire. Why? Because even according to Rebbezer, that and even according to Rebbezer, and even Ali the Teisa Shite, that with the Yechsime it does not become Ishtar Kinyan. But Ishtaraye, it does become for the Yechsime. So the Yechsime accomplishes something. The Yechsime validate the Ishtar as Ishtar Kinyan. Validate the get as Ishtar, I'm sorry, not as Ishtar Kinyan. Validate the get as Ishtaraye. So Memele, if the Yechsime do sign it, then the Chsime becomes incorporated into the text of the get. Chsime has to be Lishmo. So if the text of the get is written Shalom Lishmo, then it's possible with the rice. But the Chsime does not have to be Lishmo. Why? Because the Chsime is not an integral part, is not an essential part of the get. But it's not an essential part of the get, because you don't need it. It can become a valid get. It can become a valid get without the Chsime, through the Yechsime. But if you do have the Chsime, if the Chsime do sign the get, and then they validate the get as ishtaraye, so melee becomes part and parcel of the ksivas haget. And the vicharim ishmo, so it means that part of the get itself is shalom ishmo. Nonetheless, how can that be considered as, in other words, the Rashba says that even though a blesser doesn't require sime, but if there is a sime, then it becomes an integral part of the get of the ksiv. So you could ask, now the halacha is that if the Teire was written Lishmo, but the Teiris was written Shalom Lishmo, then the Eved, the get is kosher. Why? Because the Teiris is not essential part of the get. Only the Teire is the essential part of the get. What does the Teire consist of? Shema Baal, Shema Isha, Shema Mokim, Hariyah Mikares Lacholodom, according to Rabbi Yudem, the Eved, the only the essential part. But Teifes contains unimportant information, something that you could do without it. So Mimele, even if the Teifes is written Shalom Lishmo, so the Eved, it's not possible. So why don't we say, why don't we apply the same oneness? Just as the Rashba says, that even though Chsime is not required, but if there is a Chsime, and the Chsime validates the Shtar as a Shtaraye, so Mimele becomes an integral part of the get, and Mimele is Shalom Lishmo, so that means that part of the get is Shalom Lishmo, so it's possible that I say, but if the Teifes itself is certainly part of the get, the Teifes, but since it's not the essential part of the get, so even if it's written Shalom Lishmo, it does not become possible that I say. So why should the fact that the Chsime is Shalom Lishmo make it possible that I say? The answer is, the Teifes is so unimportant that even if you have it, it doesn't accomplish anything. What does it accomplish? Let's say, suppose you don't have the Teifes. So then, the get is a clumsy get. I mean, it doesn't, the style isn't nice, and it has very few words, it's a clumsy get. But it's not so clear, but it doesn't accomplish anything, the Teifes. The important thing is accomplished. The essential part consists of the Teire. Shema Baal, Shema Isha, Shema Mokim. If the get says, what does the Teire? The Teire says, Ami Yesu Ben Shimei, Migale Shesisha,